Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1081. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbi Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Refuah Shalema. So Refega Bas Leina Chomish Takav Refuah Shalema Pesach Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to a malacha of Koitzer. Okay, we're basically finishing up the various different halachas of Koitzer, uprooting, and after that we want to start the malacha of Zareya, which is actually the opposite of Kaitzer, and we'll see how exactly that works. Meaning basically planting, and obviously nobody's planting plants on Shabbos, but there's many, many various different Negeya Dikalamaisa practical applications which come up in conjunction with Zareya planting. We'll see how that works. Okay, so just to finish off a few more odds and ends over here in reference to Koitzer, there's a beautiful sefer. It's a set of sfarim from, it's called Koivetz Halacha. It's from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Zalzan Gesund and Stark. Very interesting. So he brings down in the Malacha of Koitzer, he says an interesting thing. First of all, just going backtracking a minute, that the Halacha is, we've established that below three tfachim, one is not allowed to uproot. Let's say there's fruits on a tree or pull off branches, parts of a tree, you can never do, right? You can't even pull grass out of the ground. But lower than three tefachim, we spoke about, in reference to inches, it's machlokes, but many poskim say roughly around 12 inches or so, or lower, and to be mishtamish, in other words, to use that part of the tree, would be okay. Lower than three tefachim is okay, as long as you don't uproot, you don't pull off anything. Okay, so in conjunction with that, brings down Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the sefer again, Koivetz Halachas. He says like this, that to somebody sits down, they're tired, they want to sit on the floor, right, they're on the ground, and they're leaning up against the tree. We spoke about leaning on a tree, right? We said if one leans on a tree, b'chol koichei, with all their koiches, in other words, to the extent, and he brings it down in the sefer also, when they pull away the tree, the person would fall over, so that is not allowed. And Itaka brings that down to the sefer like that, in Ois Mem Gimel, in the Halacha of Koitzer, he says that it's also to lean on a tree. How? In conjunction with, in other words, if the person leans on the tree with their full, their full leaning, that if you're taking away the tree, the person's going to fall over. But if you pull away the tree, sort of say, right, we can't pull away the tree, but if you pull away the tree, the person will still be standing there. So then we said that would be fine. So he said the same thing. Person wants to sit down, take a break, right? They're walking, let's say, outside. So they want to sit down, and they're going to lean up against a tree with their back. So the same thing would apply. So he says that one could sit on the floor and lean up against the tree also, and the same halachas would apply, but to be careful not to lean b'chol koichai. Under three tefachim, he says that's okay, because under three tefachim you're allowed to be mishtamish with a tree. But if a person leans and it's above the three tefachim, let's say with their back above the three tefachim, above the 12 inches or whatever, so just to be careful, it's still okay, but it would have the same halacha, just to be careful not to lean back to the extent whereby if somebody would pull away the tree, the person would fall backwards. Now, he brings down the sefer, interesting thing also. This all, by the way, could be found on page Tov, Reish Nun Vav, and Ois Mem Vav. He says that somebody's walking. A lot of times you're walking and there's trees and they were cut down, right? The trees were cut down, chopped down. So he says if you see a tree that was cut down and it's recognizable, v'nikeres haldas, shaloi yigdaloi, it's not going to grow anymore. Sometimes you see a tree was cut down, it's not going to grow anymore. And even though the stump of the tree is still there, so he says, interesting, that mutalei shevalov, one will be allowed to sit in. I want to sit down on the stump. It's a good stump of the tree. It's not a tree that's going to be growing. They cut it down for whatever reason, right? So he says one would be allowed to sit on it and to be mishtamish with it, to sit on it or whatever, even though it's, he brings down interesting, mutalei shevalov ulehishtamish boy, afilu im hu gavoya migimel, even though it's above three tefachim, because he says interesting thing that the bottle mimenu shem ilan vahu eitz ba'alma. It's just like regular wood. That's all. You're allowed to sit on regular wood, moving wood, regular wood. You find pieces of wood, sticks or whatever. That's muksa. In general, it's muksa. You can't move with your hands, but tiltil begufa, moving with one's body, which we're going to learn about in the halachas of muksa would be allowed. So over here also he says that the shame tree, you can't call it a tree anymore. It's not growing anymore. Finish. If that's how it appears to the person, it's not growing anymore, even though it's above the three tefachim. Let's say it's 2 or 3 feet high, right? So, the bottom imenu shame ilam vahu eitz beyama. It has a din of eitz beyama, regular wood, and one would be allowed to sit and rest on that tree stump, even though it's above the three tefachim. Okay, now another interesting thing brings down to Sefer Shoyne Halachos. Actually, there was they sort of like a reprint of the Shoyne Halachos, which is a Bekitza, that brings down the Mishnah Berurah Bekitza, sort of, and they broke it up into the Malachas, the various different Malachas, very nice, from each Malacha, from the Mishnah Berurah, from through the Sefer Shoyne Halachos. So, they make it very easy to find each malacha. So he brings down over there, basically quoting the Mishnah Berurah, that he says also the same thing that, let's say there's a branch. So we know below three tefachim, right? Below the roughly, again, it's a rough estimate of 12 inches roughly, but below that, what you're allowed to be mishtamish be'ilan. You're allowed to use the tree. Again, you can't tear off. You can't pull off leaves. You can't tear off fruit. All these things you can't do, but to sit on or whatever the case is, using the part that's below three tefachim has a din of karka ba'almas, has a din of like it's part of the ground. Okay. So he says, interesting fact, he brings down that, let's say there's a branch that was bent over. In other words, the top of the branch is a big, strong branch, and the top of the branch is above three tefachim. It's high up, and it comes down. It's bent over, and it's coming down. So the part that's below three tefachim, one would be allowed to, let's say, sit on. Let's say they want to sit on it, or whatever the case is. So you're allowed to be mishtamish with that, to use that part. Again, not tearing pieces off, the leaves or whatever, but to use that, like to sit on or whatever. So that part that's below three tefachim would be okay, even though it's attached to a part that's above three tefachim, like a bent over type of a branch, he says. So that's an interesting point to keep in mind. Just want to read his lush and interesting and beautiful how he says it. Muta lehishtamish be'ikroi shel ilan, one is allowed to use the bottom part of the tree, bepachas megimel tefachim la'aretz, in other words, less than three tefachim to the ground, afapisha ilan kavoy moit, even though it's a big, tall tree, it's very tall, right? But the bottom part that's below three tefachim, even though it's all attached, you're allowed to use, and even to the point he says, v'chein anaf shel ilam, even like there's a branch that's sticking out, a samach lakarka, pachas megimel tefachim, there's a branch, let's say, sticking out, that's close to three tefachim, to the ground, vafilu anaf gavoya gimel, even though it's higher than three tefachim, l'choizav nechbas lamata, and it sort of like bends over, right? It overlaps, bends over, megimel, lamata megimel, it bends over, and the bottom part is lower, in other words, part of the branch is below three tefachim, is muta l'shtamish b'makim shu lamata megimel. One would be allowed to use the part that's below the three tefachim. You can't use the part that's above the three tefachim, because that's, again, being mishtamish be'ilan, you can't use a tree above three tefachim, but the part that's the branch, part of the branch that's bent over, one will be allowed to use the part that's below three tefachim. And he brings down the point, the chiddush is over here, that even though it's really coming from part of the tree that's not allowed to be used, right? It's coming from the top, going down, so then one, but even so, in such a case, one could use it. Also, the roots we spoke about last time, if the roots of the tree are sticking out and they're high up, right? Let's say they're not above three tefachim, so somebody wants to sit on that also would be okay, as long as they're not above three tefachim high. Okay, it brings one more thing interesting, beautiful, from the Sefer again, Kovitz Halachis. So he says like this in the Ha'ariz, Ha'ariz Samach Zayin at the end, that he says that, so again, that the person is allowed to sit, right, and lean up against the tree. Make sure not to put your full leaning, the full koichai, full to lean with your full weight above three tefachim. But he says, interesting thing, to lean below three tefachim, you're allowed to lean with your full weight, lemaisa. because that you're allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon. So he says, v'mroiv koichai nismach ala chelek shalamata, if the person leans up against the tree, right, and he's leaning with his full weight, let's say, on the part that's below three tfachim, v'rak miksas gufai, but the little bit of his body is nishan kitsas, gam al chelek shalamayla, is a little bit of his leaning, is a little bit of his weight is up on top the three tfachim, right, the person that size, whatever it's like, depending on the size of the person, Hareza, so he says, he brings this down from the bottom from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Ariz, from his Rebbe and so on, the one who wrote the Sefer. So he brings the bottom line is, Hareza Kanishan Ma'at al Hu'ilan Deshari. That would be considered as though one is leaning a little bit, which would be allowed. As we know, to lean a little bit on a tree, where if you pull it away, somehow, if there's such a case, then the person will still be standing, that's okay. So he says if somebody has to lean on the tree, as long as they lean, even if they lean with their full weight below the three tfachim, and they're leaning a little bit on top of the three tfachim, in other words, with their full body, so that would still be okay. Just want you to be careful, above three tfachim, not to lean with your full weight. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch, a kol tov.